Chapter 1. An election too close to call. Steve stayed close to the basketball as his opponent was dribbling, his hands poised to snap it from under the other boy's control. The score was 30-30, and the two middle school teams were battling for the season championship. Steve was his team's top player, and all eyes in the auditorium watched as he slapped the ball away and began dribbling it toward his team's basket. With an ease that comes from long hours of practice, he gracefully flung the basketball through the hoop as the bell shrilled, signaling the end of the game. The crowd's cheers were almost deafening as Steve's teammates carried him around the court, celebrating their team's victory. He held his arms upward with clenched fists, yelling, "BLAZERS! Blazers are the best!" Steve had practiced every day after school, sometimes with a team, and sometimes with a friend or two. He'd been playing regularly since third grade, and it showed. Coach Billy relied on Steve for those tough plays, especially when the pressure was on to perform. Steve seemed oblivious to the pressure. It was almost as if the basketball, hoop, and Steve were alone in the auditorium. His concentration was so intense. Naturally outgoing, he enjoyed the glory that came to him after sinking the tough shot over and over again. Steve's success on the basketball court spilled over into other areas of his life. The girls recognized him as a winner and frequently crowded around him to praise him for the team's victory and his contributions to it. Even the teachers seemed to keep up with the team's accomplishments and Steve's. Steve seemed to know...